away. It hasn't seen you in ages. What have you been doing?
Oh, I've been away on holiday.
Oh, lovely. Did you like it?
Oh, great weather. But I hear that you've been doing something really interesting. What have you been up to?
Oh, my job's fascinating at the moment. I've been doing lots of work in wave erosion and wave protection. I just got back from designing a seawall in the Marshall Islands.
My goodness, that must have been really good. So, was it similar to the work that you'd been doing in New Zealand?
Yes, it's a very similar type of wall. It's made out of riprap, kind of like the ones you would see at Omaha or Mission Bay.
I'm really interested in all of this because we've actually just bought a place at Omaha. Oh. So, what is riprap?
Well, riprap is the large rocks that we place on the front of the seawall. And what they do is they help break down the energy in the waves and they prevent erosion on the beach.
I've seen a lot of beaches that have really bad erosion.
Yeah.
What is it, why is it that some beaches are affected more than others?
Oh, there can be lots and lots of different things that cause erosion. Often it's because of man-made structures that have been placed on the beach.
But I thought that wave erosion was a natural process.
Well, often it is, yes. I guess sometimes waves, beaches go through a natural cycle. Sometimes they're getting smaller, which is erosion, and sometimes they're getting larger, which is accretion.
So can you actually see beaches getting smaller or larger, say, over the course of a year?
You will notice some change in the size of the beach. But generally, what we're talking about is a process that happens over hundreds of years.
Oh, okay. So, what can we do to prevent erosion?
Well, for somewhere like Omaha, the best things you can do is to stick to the boardwalks and the marked paths and don't walk on the dunes. The plants that are on the dunes really make a big difference to the beach. Also, if you can encourage your council to spend more money building sand fences, they can help the beach grow twice as fast.
Sand fences? I've heard of sand sausages, but
yeah.
What are sand fences?
Sand fences, if you think of a sand sausage, it's actually buried under the ground and it helps prevent the sand washing back out to sea. Sand fences go above the ground and the sand builds up behind them.
So don't they get in the way of swimmers or surfers?
No, not at all. Because the sand fences are right at the back of the beach where there's no water.
Mm, okay. Next time at Omaha, I'll have a good look at it.
Yeah.
So what do you think will happen in the future with wave erosion?
I don't think it will be so much of a big problem in New Zealand. Cliffs will continue to erode and beaches will continue to erode, but we've got the resources to deal with it and to slow the erosion down. I think the real problem will happen overseas in some countries where they just can't afford to build wave protection. And I think in those places, you know, people will lose their land and their homes.
Mm. Wow, so it's quite an important job you've got there. So tell me, what are you going to do in the future?
I'm about to go overseas, so I'm going to be looking for a similar kind of a job over there.
Oh, well, I won't see you around for a long time.
No.
All the best. Have a great time.
Oh, thank you.